All right, Lauren, think for a moment about your morning.
Yeah.
It's obviously started very early. Maybe you woke up, ate breakfast, commuted to work. Well, Nicholas Winter has spent his morning preparing to walk across a slack line suspended between two hot air balloons.
Oh, my
I'm guessing
gosh.
You didn't do that.
Oh, gosh.
These balloons will float nearly 5,000 feet in the air above Monument Valley on the Arizona-Utah border. I would say that is a way to start the day.
Yeah.
Not saying it's a good way, but it's a way.
A terrifying way.
Yes.
But high winds this morning foiled the first attempt. They touched back down, and they had to look for another location. And as we speak, he's preparing to fly high once again.
Winter is a German slackliner hoping to break a world record for distance walked between two hot air balloons. Yes, apparently there is a record for that. And this will be his third time walking between balloons on nothing but that thin, buoyant line. Not an activity for any of us who are afraid of heights, but Winter says he loves it.
A really unique feeling because you're kind of flying or floating through the air. And if you do it between two hot air balloons, you're even more in the middle of nowhere and you feel free and you don't think about any problems.
Don't think about any problems. I think I would be thinking about some problems.
I'm speechless at that.
I'm very impressed. Okay, so today's record-breaking attempt is part of a year-long festival put on by the German government to celebrate the country's friendship with the U.S. Winter will walk between a balloon with an American flag design and another with a German flag.
So whether Winter breaks the record is still naturally up in the air. Either way, we wish him a safe return and a slow return back down to Earth.